Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator, specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Russian troops have taken up positions around a Coast Guard base and two airports on the Crimea Peninsula, remaining silent on Ukrainian accusations of a Russian military invasion. The Kremlin said only that armored vehicles from its Black Sea fleet were moving around Ukraine's Crimea, home to mainly pro-Russian residents, for security reasons. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Viktor Yanukovych is in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, near the border with Ukraine. In his first public appearance since fleeing Ukraine, Yanukovych maintains he was not ousted. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more on that.
He says when he has the opportunity, that is, when his safety is assured, as well as that of his family, and guaranteed, he claimed at one point, by the West, then he will return to Ukraine. He also says, just as Russia has said, that the solution to Ukraine's crisis is the agreement he signed on February 21st. He, in particular, blamed the West for its lack of implementation, blaming France and Poland and Germany, who were supposed to mediate the agreement. But he says it's not too late to change direction.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. Austria says it will freeze the bank accounts of 18 Ukrainian citizens following a request from Kiev. Kerry Skyring reports from Vienna the move is likely to target senior officials in the regime of deposed President Yanukovych.
Austria's foreign ministry isn't naming the individuals who own the accounts, but says it's taking the action following a request from Ukraine. Ukraine's acting prosecutor general says the country is seeking help in tracing bank accounts and assets controlled by ousted President Viktor Yanukovych and his allies. Until recently, Austrian banks offered secret accounts, which have long been popular with wealthy oligarchs from Eastern Europe. Switzerland and Liechtenstein, also known for bank secrecy, say they too are freezing accounts belonging to officials in the Yanukovych regime. Austria's financial markets watchdog is warning banks to be vigilant in their dealings with customers from Ukraine. For NPR News, I'm Kerry Skyring in Vienna.
In northern Syria, the armed opponents of President Bashar al-Assad have long been in control. Dozens of towns and villages have been overrun by a brutal extremist group in recent months. The outfit, known as ISIS, imposes harsh laws and has been rejected even by al-Qaeda as too hardline. But NPR's Alice Fordham in Beirut reports that other rebels are forcing them back.
ISIS fled a half dozen towns around the northern city of Aleppo in the last 24 hours. Activists say that they even quit a military airport. Video footage said to be from the town of Azaz showed people cheering and celebrating. Analysts think that ISIS's departure was precipitated by an aggressive ultimatum from Jabhat al-Nusra, who used to be their allies. ISIS are thought to be hunkering down in their main base in the east, anticipating a fight with Jabhat al-Nusra. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Beirut.
This is NPR. An opinion piece in a Chinese state media outlet has bid the U.S. ambassador to China, Gary Locke, a scathing farewell as he prepares to return home. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing that Locke is the first Chinese-American to serve as the U.S. envoy to China.
An opinion piece in the official China News Service berated Locke as a yellow-skinned, white-hearted banana man whose Chinese ancestors would have kicked him out of the house had they known about his future career. The piece lambasted him for carrying his own backpack and buying his own coffee in what it described as a ploy to embarrass less frugal Chinese officials. It also called him the guide dog of Chinese blind activist Chen Guangcheng, whose exodus to the U.S. was a sensitive episode in Locke's tenure. The piece finally observed that Beijing's choking smog seemed to arrive with Locke and depart with him, too. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
It's been raining in California, but no word of devastating mudslides that authorities feared in those communities where the land's been scorched by a number of fires. About 1,000 homes in the cities of Azusa and Glendora were ordered evacuated yesterday ahead of the storm, which is expected to last through tomorrow. Storm alerts are in effect through the Central Coast counties in the San Francisco Bay Area and in the Central Valley. In a possible sign that the real estate market's softening, a new survey finds virtually no change in the number of Americans who sign contracts for a home. The National Association of Realtors says its seasonally adjusted pending home sales index rose slightly last month to a reading of 95. U.S. stocks trading higher, Dow gaining 116 points. It's at 16,389. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Novo Nordisk, committed to diabetes care and changing lives for more than 90 years. NovoNordisk-US.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m., and you are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour, and we start off things with something appropriate for Mardi Gras. The late Earl King. Here's Earl King with Street Parade.
Somewhere out there, and I can hear a happy voice saying, out in there. It makes me want to celebrate. I feel good inside, and I want to get out the door. Yes, I do, in the open wide. A big time serenade, it must be a street parade. And I want a second line, gonna have a good time, yeah.
To the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna see Nene, my Pa Ran, Cousin, my Ma and Pa. Gonna plant my feet on Rampart Street and be there for the Mardi Gras.
I've been to Cuba, South America way. I've been to Euro, Mexico is okay. Over in France, the chicks are really fine. I get my kicks below the Mason Dixon line. Going back home, T98, never more will I roam. Gonna get my fill of gumbo filet, cause New Orleans is my home. To the land of the beautiful queens. I'm going back home to my baby. I'm going back to New Orleans. Gonna get me crawfish, jambalaya, red beans, and some fine praline. Gonna get some loving that will satisfy back home in New Orleans.
Deacon John from the disc Deacon John's Jump Blues, his version of Going Back to New Orleans. You think that was written by a homeboy, but it was actually written by Joe Liggins, who was from Oklahoma, band leader, originally from Oklahoma, moved out to San Diego. I was back in the 40s. He and his brother each had separate orchestras, but nice tribute to the Crescent City. Deacon John on vocals and guitar, and Dr. John on piano. And opening up the hour, we had Earl King doing the title track to a disc called Street Parade. Next, music from Chris Thomas King. No relation to Earl King. Here's Chris Thomas King from his disc Me, My Guitar and the Blues with a number called Bourbon Street Blues.
Got everything you'll ever need. New Orleans got everything I'll ever need. Somebody tell my boss I'm going to Bourbon Street if I got to walk. They got good food and drink. Creole women too. They got good food and drink, and Creole women too. Those Creole women make you forget all your blues. Train or even fly. If I never get back, don't you wonder why? I'm going to Bourbon Street. Got everything you'll ever need. Somebody tell my boss I'm going to Bourbon Street if I got to walk. Watching
cause it never ends down there. New Orleans got everything you never need. Now New Orleans got everything you never need. Somebody tell my boss on the Bourbon Street if I got to walk.
Was Tony Price from a disc called Cherry Sunday Orchestra. That one released back in 2010, produced in Austin, Texas, which has been Tony's home for many years. Her rendition of blues for Rampart Street, it's actually an old Ida Cox tune. That's pretty interesting. And Chris Thomas King had one called Bourbon Street Blues just prior to that. That was Chris Thomas from Chris Thomas's disc Me, My Guitar and the Blues. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
Music now from Dr. John. Dr. John with special guest Cyril Neville, also on vocals, and a lot of New Orleans talent. Here's Dr. John with Marie Laveau.
That a little kanja lady not long ago in New Orleans, Louisiana, named Marie Laveau. Believe it or not, strange as it seems, she made a fortune selling voodoo and interpreting dreams. She was known throughout the nation as the voodoo queen. Folks come to her for miles and miles around. She showed them how to put that voodoo down. To the voodoo lady, they all would go. The rich, the educated, the ignorant, and the poor. She'd snap her fingers, shake her head. She tell them about their lovers living a bed. Now old lady named Widow Brown asked why her lover stopped coming around. The voodoo gazed at her and squawked. Seen him kissing a young girl up in Shakespeare's Park, hanging around an oak tree in the dark. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau. Marie Laveau. From way down yonder in New
Orleans.
Now old lady, she lost her speech. Tears start to roll down her cheeks. Voodoo say, hush, my darling, don't you cry. I make him come back by and by. Just sprinkle this snake dust all over your floor. I make him come back Friday morning when the rooster crows. Now Marie Laveau, she held him in her hand. New Orleans, Louisiana was her promised land. Quality folks come from far and near. This Wonder Woman fought a year. They was afraid to be seen at her gate. They creep through the dark just to hear their fate. Holding dark veils over their head. It was trouble here. When Marie Laveau said, Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie
Laveau. Marie Laveau, the voodoo queen, from way down yonder in New Orleans.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
pedigree with an old ram horn. Stuck with feathers, shucked from a cone. Big black candle and a catfish fin. Make a man get religious, give up his sin. Sad news got out one morning at the break of day. My lovo had done pass away. The St. Louis Cemetery, she lay in a tomb. She was buried one night on the wake of the moon. Marie
Laveau. Oh,
Marie Laveau.
Oh, Marie Laveau.
The folks still believe in the Voodoo Queen from way down yonder in New Orleans. Oh, Marie Laveau.
Marie
Laveau, the Voodoo Queen from away down yonder in New Orleans. Marie Laveau, Marie Laveau.
Marie Laveau,
the